Wednesday before Congress about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Donald Trump and whether Trump subsequently obstructed justice as president by trying to impede the prosecutor's investigation. Trump says he has no intention of watching the five-hour nationally televised Mueller hearing, or maybe only snippets of it. He insists the hearings are a waste of time and that he has been exonerated of either colluding with the Russians or interfering with Mueller's investigation. Mueller reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly said that if his team had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so, but they did not say so. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has more than 1,000 active investigations into attempted theft of U.S. intellectual property, with nearly all involving China, underscoring a previous designation of China as the number one counterintelligence threat to the United States. Wray told members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, China is using more than government assets in targeting the United States.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is in a variety of ways through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, et cetera, to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
To combat Chinese espionage, the Justice Department unveiled an initiative last November that would identify priority Chinese trade theft cases and ensure they're investigated and prosecuted. In recent months, the Justice Department has announced a number of indictments of Chinese nationals as part of the effort. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are accusing President Trump and the Senate's leading Republican of working to kill legislation designed to protect the upcoming U.S. presidential election from interference by Russia and others. The allegations by Democratic lawmakers come a day before former special counsel Robert Mueller is charged with investigating Russian investigation interference, that is, into the 2016 election, is set to testify. Mueller's report concluded Russia conducted what investigators described as a concerted campaign using hackers and disinformation to impact the outcome of that election. President Trump is suing the House Ways and Means Committee and New York State officials to prevent his state tax returns from being turned over to the Congressional Committee. The lawsuit seeks an injunction to block the application of a New York State law that allow the Democratic-controlled House and Ways Committee to obtain the returns. The lawsuit echoes what has become the White House's consistent argument that the committee's pursuit of the president's tax return, as well as most of the Democrats' investigative efforts, lack a legitimate legislative purpose and thus is outside Congress authority. Trump has cited repeatedly the IRS audits as a reason not to disclose his returns, but he isn't legally prevented from releasing returns while under audit. The U.S. Senate voted almost unanimously to make sure a victim's compensation fund related to the September 11th attacks never runs out of money. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The bill would extend through 2092, a fund created after the 2001 attacks to treat the first responders. Money had been rapidly running out. First responder John Feel pointed out two Republican senators who had been blocking the bill.
That's for Rand Paul and Mike Lee. Told you so. We whipped your asses.
Feel and John Stewart had been upfront in extending funding.
Yes, I cried with John, but that was to exhale. That was to get 18 years of pain and suffering out.
For John Stewart, first responders deserve that money.
We can never repay all that the 9/11 community has done for our country, but we can stop penalizing them.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The governor of the U.S. western state of Arizona, Doug Ducey, declared a state of emergency as wildfires burned in the northern section of Arizona. Fire, which is 10% contained, began Sunday and charred an estimated 10 square kilometers in a mountain pass that's a prime spot for recreation in just minutes from downtown Flagstaff. Rain in the forecast this week could bring some relief there. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.